Weiter in Shas. We are in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Samach Gimel. Pick it up. Kuf Samach Beis on Beis by the bottom of the page. Ibayilu, Ibayilu. Shnei Shitim Sha'amru. When we said that these two lines, that if there's the document of the content of the document ends, whatever's written in there ends, and then there's two empty lines, and then the signature said it's going to be no good. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Samach Gimel. Hein Vaviron. Does this mean them and their space or them and not their space? We know that this, when you go and you write it, let's imagine there's the paper with blue lines going across, you know, back at the school. And, you know, there's that blue line itself. When you write something, this, if you write one line and then a line under it, there's space in between those two over there. So we're talking about that whole area of like those two lines where you write and the stuff in between the two lines, and therefore it's you have, it's more makel because you have, as long as you're within that space. Odilma Hainvel, actually I'm not sure that's more makel. My brain is a little foggy on this, right? Odilma Hainvel of you, and it means then without the space, which is a smaller amount of space. It makes sense, it seems them in their space. The Isakadak the Hainvel of you run.
Yeah, it makes sense to say that it's in avir di sakadai techein v'lo avir. And if you want to think it's talking about it without its space, and shita achas b'lo avira l'may chaziya. If you have that little opening without that avir, then what is it used for, right? If you have these two lines, can't work when such a space is going to be like overlapping each other. Then how is it going to be? You're going to mess that up right away. You're going to be able to see there's a little hinky panky here. So. That clearly wouldn't, everyone would realize it's not okay. Therefore, it must be with the space this issue. Ela shma mina hein va'aviron shma mina. Rabbi Shabtai omar mishmei dechizkiya. Shnei shita charm of these two lines that we said. B'ksav yedei edim. Velo ksav yedei sofer. The way that we evaluate what it is according to the writing of the edim, of the witnesses. The one of witnesses is larger, v'lok savide sofer, and not that of the actual sofer, right? This person who goes ahead and we know that if you're not actually a sofer, so that when you go and you do it, you know, it says Rashbam, shetim shama b'shir ksavide edem shu yoser mikdei shayide sofer. Sofer knows how to write much better and much more clear and smaller. My timer, the chol mezayif lav legabe sefer azil mezayif. Because anyone who's going to do ziyuf, who's going to falsify a document, doesn't go to the sofer and ask him to do it. He does it himself, right? He's scared that says the Rashbam, ulay lo yovelo velo yishmaelov le aruye nafshe ella ose betzina betoch beisov en yodea lechavin yada b'ksiva daka kamo sofer. He's scared that the sofer is not going to risk his parnasa by getting caught with this, so he does it himself. V'kama, how much space is there? Amar Rav Yitzchak ben Elazar, kigon lecha lecha ze al gabe ze. It's enough space that you could, you know, there's two lines. You can write lecha lecha, one on top of the other, right? One on one line, one on the line below it. And then enough that the lamid of the word lecha on the bottom line will align with the chaf, sofi, on the word lecha of the top one. And the top lamid and the bottom of the chaf are not going to actually touch one another. Alma kasavar shnei shitim ve'arba'a avirin. So it comes out that he's holding that it's two shitin, two lines, and four spaces. Right, one for the lamed to be written on top of the line without touching the thing above it, and one space for a chaf to be written on the chaf sofi to be written on the bottom line without touching the signature below it, and the two space and the two spaces between the lines, like we said, that's one pshat. Rav Chiya bar Ami mishmei de ulamar, he says kigon lamed milmala v'chaf milmata, that it's got to be big enough to allow that the top of the lamed above the top line and the bottom of the chaf sofi beneath the bottom line, right? He says that the one being mezayif is not worried that a lamed and the chaf sofi will come together on the two lines. He's confident that he can set it up in a way that's going to avoid that happening. So even if there's a small amount of space between the lines, it's still going to be possible. Alma kasavar shnei shitim ushlosha avirin. So it's got to be two lines and three spaces. One space above the top line, one space below the bottom line, and one space between the two lines is enough, because he's going to be careful not to set up that the top of the lamed in the bottom line with the bottom of the chav sofi in the top line. Number three, answer number three, Rabbi Rabo Amar, kegon baruch ben Levi b'shita achas. It's got to be big enough that you're going to be able to put the words baruch ben Levi on one line. Explains the Rashbam, what that means is you're going to end up having baruch ben Levi shnei avirin ika. There's two avirin airspaces going on. Kegon echad lamala b'shevil lamed de Levi, right? Because above the lamed of Levi has got to go up, and therefore there's a space at the top that's going to be empty. Echad lamata b'shel chaf de baruch, and that's going to be empty also. Kasavar shita achas shnei avirin. So it comes out, it's one line and two avirin, two airspaces. One above and one below. Okay, until now we're talking about with the actual text and the signatures, a blank space between those. But what happens if you have a document that was certified by Beis Din and it was done underneath where the Edom actually signed? Now we want to know, what if you leave space between the signatures and the certification? I'm a Rav. Lo shanu ela bin Edom l'ksav. Aval bin Edom l'asharta. Between those two things, I feel tuva nami kosher. If there's a lot of space between it, it's still going to be kosher. Ma'ishta bin Edom l'ksav. What's the problem between Edom and l'ksav? Because Dilma mezayif for kosher my boy. Maybe he's going to go and be mezayif and write whatever he wants. V'chasim esadi bin Edom l'sharta nami. Right. I'm sorry. Dilma mezayif for kosher my boy. V'chasim esadi, and the witness, because the witness already signed the view of that blank space over here. But bein edim l'sharta nami, shouldn't we be worried also? Mizayev a kasav by the way, he's going to go and write whatever he wants for chasim yisadi. There's a witness that's already signed over there, so why does Rav allow there to be space between those two? Says Gemara, demitayet lei. We're talking about, well, look at one step back. Why would I be worried about that? We know that when people sign, it's whatever it's before they're signing, not after. But we're worried that maybe it's even the stuff afterwards, because when you have a shata from Beis Din, then they'll say, oh yeah, clearly the Edom knew about the stuff that's afterwards. And for the Gemara, the Metayet Le, we're dealing with a case that says, Rishpam, Klomer, Milach Lecho B'dio, Ven Yachol Lichtov Bo, Shum Ziyaf. They would like just make like a smudge of ink between those two things. אבל אם בא הנפק לפנינו ויש בו שני שיטים חלק בין תיוס, בין בלוטיותא דן פוסלו, שלא נעשה כתוב חכמים, it wouldn't be good. So they kind of smudge this thing until the bottom, like when you write a check, and you know, when you finish writing the words, you make a line to the end of the line so no one can add anything afterwards. Yachi, if that's really true, בין אדם לשטר נמי מתאית לי, then if that's so, then the space between the signatures of the Edom and the text, we can go and just put ink there. Why does it say, why do we have this two space shtickel? Right? There's been no difference between that space, the ink blotch between the text and the signatures, and between that and the certification. And for the Gemara, Ami Sahadi Atiyutahu de Chasime. If the space between the text and the signatures has that ink, then it's no good, because people are going to say that the Edom were signing only to say to the, all they're testifying is on that ink and not on the actual text. Says Rashbam, at Yuma Chisim Evelai Iker Shel Shtar, Kedunin Begitin, Cheshin and Shema Ashilas Shalom Shekosav Bishtar Chosmu, Velo Ikri Shel Shtar, Hochanami, Kach Meiden Bifaninu Atiot Bdio, Venimchak, Kedei Shelech Shu Bala Shtar. Kitzer, they're not going to know that this is anything with the Shtar itself. Says the Gemara, "Bein Edom la Shartanami," but then between the Edom and the certification also, Amri Bedina Tiyuma Hu Dechasim. We'll just say that the court is certifying only this ink between. For the Gemara, "Bein Dina Tiyumi Lo Chasime," a court would not sign the certifies just about the ink that's in between the two things over there, right? Edom, they might make a mistake and sign only to that ink over there, but judges are not going to go and make such a mistake over here. And therefore, we can say that the judges are speaking about the actual signatures, not the ink. But shouldn't we be worried that maybe whoever has it is going to cut off the entire upper part of the shtar, right? The text and the signatures of the Edom. The only thing that's going to be there is that ink mark space and the certification under it. And because of my debay, and then he's going to erase that mark from the space between the signatures and the and the Edom and the Yumei, because somebody needs to write whatever he wants over there, Umachtim Sade, and then he's going to sign, which is not okay to do, right? It's going to be fraud over here. The signatures of the Edom, which will automatically be confirmed with the certification of Basin that's there. V'yomar mar, shtar abahu v'edav al hamachak kosher, a shtar that comes before the court when it has its text and the signatures of the Edom written on the on erased klaf is good, right? As long as you could understand what's going on over there. So even that space should now passel the certification. Beep, turn the page. Kuv Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Ha'anich L'Rav Kana, it makes sense, going to Rav Kana, the Maaseh L'Mishpat. The Shmuel says this din that a shtar with its text and the signatures of Edom on the erased parchment is good. The name of Shmuel Shapir. Then it's good, right? Then everything's fine because Rav himself would say it's pasul. And so there's no stira to his din about leaving the blank space between the signatures and certification. El Rav Tav Yumei. Good afternoon, the Maaseh L'Mishpat, the Rav, my Igle Meimar, who teaches us then in the name of Rav. Now, what are you going to say? Like if a shtar written completely on erased parchment is valid, Rav should not allow the blank space between the signatures and certification, right? Like we said. For the Gemara, Kasavar, Kol Ki Hai Gavna, and Mekaimna So Mina Asharta Shabo, Elamina Edom Shabo. He is of the opinion that any time that you're going to have a situation like this, that you have the text and the signatures written on parchment that is erased, and you have this certification under it, that we don't certify it from in mekaimaso min asharta shabo, from the certification in it, elamina edom shabo, only from the edos that are written in it. Meaning, although Rav says that such a shtar is valid, he's maskim that this asharta that's written in it, it doesn't do anything. Because what we said, right, the entire document maybe would have been put in there after it was already written. So such a shtar can be used only if the signatures are then certified again. Therefore, a shtar with a blank space between the signature and the certification is going to be good if the space is marked with ink, because the certification will be useless if the upper part of the document is going to be erased. Rabbi Yochanan, Rav said they have a space between the signatures and the asharta doesn't knock off, doesn't passel the shtar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lo Shana Ela Beina Edom Iksav. They didn't say that a blank space of two lines is going to passel except for between the Edom and the Iksav. Aval, where we have the Edom and the what's written there. Aval Bein Edom LaSharta, Afil Shita Achas Passel. Between the two there, even one line is going to be passel. Ooh-ah. Ooh-ah. Right, even if you have ink over there, it's going to be pasul. It's going to be pasul. My shtar ben edom lasharta. What's pshat? Like, what's the difference between the edom and the asharta? That only one space is going to be a problem because the magai is li'ilai because of who the edom b'shita achas. Maybe you're going to cut off the upper part of the shtar, and you write a whole new text over there with the signatures of the Edom in one line over there. Of the opinion that if you have all the things written in one line, it's going to be kosher. If that's really true, then the space of one line between the Edom and the text should also have a problem, because then when guys lately lie, maybe you cut off the whole top because of my Dubai, Chasim is Adi, and therefore he just wrote whatever he wants on that line. You have the Chasim underneath. So why is it that two lines is going to be a problem? One is fine. Kasavar shtar ba, because Rav Yochanan holds that shtar ba hu b'shidachas v'edu b'shidacheres pasul. You have a shtar that comes in front of the basin. You have the text on one line and the signatures on the next line. That is going to be pasul. So the two cases you can't compare the two, because one line space between the signatures of the Edom and the Asharta can be used to write a one-line shtar containing text and the signatures of the Edom on one line, and then the space between the text and the signature of the witnesses can't. Then let's be worried that maybe they did it all on the same line, right? In the space between the text and the signature of the witnesses. And to explain what's going on over here, more than the person's going to add witnesses over here, right? He's going to have more Edom over there. He's saying, the rabbis be Edom with the boy. They're going to say, no, I just wanted to have more Edom over there. And therefore, he's going to certify the two authentic signatures, and he's going to certify this whole thing. So, come on, Kasavar, Kolki, I Gavna.
Ein mekamina so many edim shalamata. Whenever you have such a situation that comes in front of us like this, if it's just a small amount written there with two edim signed in the middle of the first line and two more on the line below, ein mekamina so many edim shalamata, we don't certify it from the signatures of the lower ones, elamina edim shalamaila, only for ones up top. So if the holder did mezayif them, then he's not going to be able to actually certify this document. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.